Hi, and welcome to Profit. I'm Cindy Broad. Today I'm joined at the Stockhouse offices by Victor Cantone. Welcome, Victor. Thanks for joining me today.
Well, thanks for having me over here.
So tell us, president and CEO of?
Of Amex Exploration.
Okay, and your ticker symbol?
AMX on the Toronto Stock Exchange Venture on the Vancouver.
Perfect. Okay, so Victor's in today in beautiful downtown Vancouver joining us. Victor, we usually start off each episode of Profit with a little bit of rapid-fire questioning for our CEOs.
Yeah.
Just to get to know you a little bit better. So if you're game for that, are you?
Absolutely.
Okay,
let's try this.
Let's give it a shot. We'll see what we learn about you. Maybe too little, maybe too much. Let's find out. Okay, do you have any pets?
No, I don't actually.
No pets. What's your favorite movie ever?
My favorite movie ever? Rocky.
Oh!
Because it's so inspirational.
Oh, good answer. Yeah. I love that. Do you like dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
I like dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate. Okay, good choice. Healthy. What is the last thing that you Googled?
The last thing that I Googled today?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what did I Google today? I'm trying to think of that. Actually, I Googled the Ukrainian plane crash. It was so sad, but that is the last thing.
Oh, for sure. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Yes. That it was a very sad day today. So interesting. Name a book that's had a big influence on you.
A book that's had a big influence on me. Wow. Can't think of one right now.
Okay. Fair enough. What person living or dead would you like to grab a drink with?
Living or dead that I would love to grab a drink with?
Yeah.
My management team at Amex.
Oh, that's so nice.
I love them so much.
That's so nice. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you work with them every day and you still want to have a drink with them
absolutely.
After. That's a good sign, I'd
absolutely.
Say.
Absolutely, they're great.
Excellent. How long have you been CEO of Amex?
So I joined Amex in 2016, sometime in the middle of 2016, and I came on as president CEO in late 2016, and I've been leading the company ever since.
Okay.
And
if you weren't in the capital markets, what would you be doing?
If I wasn't in the capital markets, maybe I'd be an astronaut.
Oh, an astronaut.
I'd love that. As a child, I always wanted to be an astronaut.
So you're going from geology to space.
That's right.
That's quite a transition. That's very interesting.
I usually like my stock charts to do that, too.
Ah, good point. That's perfect. Who would play you in the movie of your life if you got to pick the actor?
Who would play in the movie of my life?
Who would be you?
Wow.
Pick somebody hot.
You help me out. here, I'll choose Rocky again.
Oh, perfect. Actually, that's perfect. Yeah. That's full circle. That works out really well.
Yeah.
Okay, and what do you think is going to be the highest gold price in 2020?
In 2020, I think we're going to touch $2,000.
Nice. It's going to be a good year?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to be a good year for all the gold juniors this
perfect.
Year.
Perfect. Okay, let's start talking about Amex. Yeah. Amex is a junior mining exploration company. Obviously, you are acquiring, exploring, and developing viable gold and base metal projects in Quebec and Ontario, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay, so give us a little bit of background on Amex and what you've been up to for the past few years since you've been CEO.
Sure. Well, when I originally joined the company, Agnico Eagle was on one of our projects, the Perron project. They handed us that back in 2017, in June of 2017.
Okay.
And then on our third hole, on our third drill hole, after they gave us back the properties, when we ended up making a significant discovery in the high grade zone. And it's been really one hole after another. The big numbers actually came out last year in December of 2018.
You guys had quite the end of the year, for sure.
Yes, yeah. We were coming out with extraordinary numbers, like 200 grams per ton over 1.7 meters. We had a 393 gram of 1.7 meters, 56 grams per ton over 8.5 meters. Like, it was really spectacular.
Yeah,
those were really great numbers.
Great. I'm sure the team was very excited about this.
Yeah, very excited. So that led us, then we move into February of 2018. We ended up doing a $5.8 million financing at 75 cents. And that was the first time that Eric Sprott came into the story.
Right.
So he took somewhere around the 8% of the company.
Yep.
And then this year, we just finished another financing where Eric Sprott participated again, and he's up to 14%.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's obviously the largest shareholder in the company at this point?
Yes, he is.
And he's increased his position regularly over about November. Hey?
That's right. Absolutely.
So that's a good sign.
Absolutely. That's a good sign.
Yeah, I got to like that. So you're saying now 14% of outstanding shares, non-diluted?
Right.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Great. Do you want to speak a little bit about the stock position and how much cash you guys have raised, what your plans are for raising perhaps in 2020? Mm-hmm. What does that look like?
Yeah, so this year we were able to raise close to $14 million. That gives us all the money we need to finish our 100,000 meter drill program for 2020.
Yep.
We're sometime at the end of 2020, we're going to start, a resource calculation on the project. But in the meantime, we're just going to continue drilling. So we actually don't need to raise any money in 2020. I mean, we'll be very opportunistic, should a financing ever occur in 2020.
Right. Well, that's not a bad position to be in. Then,
yeah, it's
a
very good position.
Excellent. Okay. Do you want to give us a little bit of background on your actual property? So talk mm-hmm. about the Perron Gold Project. It's in Quebec, 110 kilometers north of
Rouyn and Noranda.
Right. Okay. Thank you for filling that in for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the project, how big it is, what your plans are for it in the next, say, 6 months or so.
Yeah, for sure. So the project is located, like you said, about 110 kilometers north of Rouyn, but it's actually right off a road. So there used to be a mine there called the Normetal mine. It was mined for over 50 years. It was one of the richest base metal mines. So it was mined from 1927 till about the late 1970s. So there's a lot of infrastructure there.
You can
get there in 6.5 hours from downtown Toronto, and you'll go right to our core shack.
Wow.
One of the things that we also did, we had an analyst tour, and when it came to lunchtime, we ordered pizza from Boston Pizza.
Oh, you're there's kidding. That's pretty handy.
Yes, like how many other core shacks can you order pizza right to your core shack? It's not too
none
many.
None that I know of. Yeah,
very few out there. So the property is quite large. It's 45 square kilometers. We have about 15 kilometers of a very prolific gold prospect of faults. So far we've only worked on three and a half kilometers of it, and you've got gold mineralization everywhere. And what we've been able to create until now is there's four separate distinct zones on it. We've got the Eastern Gold Zone, there's the Polymetallic Zone, there's the Grey Cat Zone, there's the Gratien Zone. So what is a zone? A zone is basically a deposit that it's good enough on its own.
Right.
It's not just, here's another drill hole or so. These deposits, I mean,
separate of each other.
Exactly. They're separate of each other. These deposits on their own can host whatever amounts of gold that you can host. And we're, we're hoping that this thing is going to be actually quite a large deposit. That's what it's speculative for me to say that.
Yes.
But it's definitely what we're working on.
Which is the biggest zone at this point out of the four areas?
The Eastern Gold Zone is the one that's been delivering. There are different styles of mineralization. So the Eastern Gold Zone has been delivering all the high grades, but the other zones, like the Grey Cat, for example, when you get numbers of 26 meters of 3 grams per ton, and it's near surface.
Right.
We hit mineralization even as low as shallow as 20 meters downhole. So that's very impressive. A completely different style of mineralization. So all four zones are really very, very distinct. We just recently did some geophysics on it. And basically, we were able to capture the same type of signatures, finding the same signatures of these deposits, and where else do we have it on our property? And we've had at least 8 different zones that were. That's what the third drill is coming out there to do, is going and find other zones. And the other two drills are going to continue expanding the resources on each one.
And when's the third drill going on property?
It's turning all three.
Oh, all three are turning now.
As we're speaking right now, all three are turning.
Fantastic. So you plan on having a pretty aggressive 2020 right out of the gate.
Right out of the gate.
Fantastic.
Right out of the
gate. Wow. Okay. So tell me about the plan here, just for investors that are listening. What are the next steps to moving what you've got now, which is looking fantastic, actually moving that towards production? What milestones can investors be looking
for? Yeah, for sure. So just to put us in context where we are. So we're in Quebec. Jurisdiction is a great jurisdiction. Yes. You're in the prolific Abitibi Greenstone Belt. Only in South Africa has produced more gold than the Abitibi Greenstone Belt. We're right on the Shakobi Deformation Zone, very unexplored, and it has been other than that mine. So there's lots of mines around on all the other deformation zones. So for us, there's no reason why we can't find another massive mine. Or mines in plural. So what we're trying to do, we're trying to develop all the zones. So far, we have those four zones. So what we're going to expect to do is expand those zones to try to build up the ounces on it. And at the same time, you're looking for new zones in there. One thing that we do is that, so we get the question out. So when are you going to put your first resource calculation? So we don't want to put one, as long as you're discovering gold the way we are, there's no point in putting one up because you're going to pigeonhole yourself in
right away.
They'll tell you, oh, you're X amount of ounces. And so what we're just going to continue. But what we've done, to be completely transparent, is all our drill data is online. So anybody that has software for resource calculation, they can take the data. They don't need to sign an NDA with us or a confidentiality agreement, and they can create their own resource calculation.
Prediction and calculation.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. As we go along, and when we have something substantial, that's when we're going to put one out.
Fantastic. Wow. Well, this is just a great story. I mean, especially since you have already predicted for us gold hitting 2000 this year, which is great. You are definitely well positioned to take full advantage of that opportunity. Can you tell us a little bit about your management team as well?
Absolutely. So Jacques Trottier, for example, he was the person who, the Shahuindo mine in Peru, it was his project. He went there with $10,000 and bought this thing, and now there's over 3 million ounces on this project.
Nice.
It's been recently sold for $700 million or $600 million, and this is actually his third discovery, and he was always insisting that there's gold here. And even though Agnico was on the property and didn't find it, but again, Agnico did all the great work, and it was from all the data from their work that allowed us to go back in and actually get all this data. But he kept insisting that there was going to be, there's gold on this project.
Wow. Well,
and
that's
we continued
quite
on
the payout.
The other person that we brought on was Kelly Malcolm. He was over at Detour Gold. So Detour's project is in the Sunday Lake Deformation Zone, so it's part of the Abitibi Greenstone Belt.
Yep.
So he knows the rocks.
Familiar
he knows
the
he's very familiar with the area. So he came on as our VP exploration, and it's been great. It's been one good result after another.
Excellent. Well, your results are amazing. You've got a very solid management team for sure. Talk to us about. It looks like you're cashed up for 2020.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your capital structure and the cash in the bank that you've
got
moving forward.
Yeah, so we have about $13, $14 million in the bank. Our capital structure is amazing. We're at 63, 64 million shares out.
Okay.
On a fully diluted basis, we'd be at 80 million shares, but if we'd bring in those other 80 million shares, there'd be another $14, $15 million that would come in, and that would be more than enough money for the 2021 2021 program that would take us out 2 years. So we're really really looking forward to drilling and continuing this program and delivering great results.
Excellent. Well, this is a fantastic story. Definitely something investors are going to want to keep on their radar. Investors, you can definitely go to stockhouse.com to do further due diligence on AMEX. AMEX again trades under the symbol AMX on the Toronto Venture Exchange. Just a great story. So something to definitely put on your watch list and follow. I know I will be. I look forward to following up again with you, Victor, I hope, at PDAC.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure you're going to have some amazing results to share with us as well. So stay tuned, everybody. We will definitely follow up with Victor and just sort of see if we've hit what milestones we've hit and what amazing results that you'll be bringing us. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Great. Thank you very much for having us.
We're social at Stockhouse. Don't forget to like our videos and follow us at Stockhouse on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. You'll get updates on all your favorite public companies in North America and every sector of the capital markets. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our investor community on message boards, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, be sure to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities available only on stockhouse.com.